This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Build Proof Project is proof of that. I was looking at that weapon today. That is a fine AR. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, let me say something woefully redundant. The stupid Beltway GOP establishment. Right now, they're finally standing firm on something. And unfortunately, what they're standing firm on is their failure to listen to their own base. And the base is woke. This is not a much a fooled base. This is a woke base. And they think the establishment is a joke. And I intertwine with a bunch of, interact, would be a better way of putting it, with a bunch of the conservative groups. The hardcore Tea Partier types, the patriotic vets, the loyal radio listeners, the besieged students, the brass New Yorkers, even the rich country club types who you would think were into Jeb. That's actually what they would call diversity. And lately I've tended to start off my questions with one question, which is, who here agrees with me that left wants us enslaved or dead? And If I'm where I can have a show of hands, every hand goes up. Every single one of them. And that's our base. That's our base. So, our base is really, really woken up. And they love Trump because Trump has delivered the oven fresh, piping hot conservatism that they ordered. These were not all Trump fans from the get-go. The vast majority were probably like me, suspicious and leery of the, he's an outrageous tycoon when it comes to New York real estate. But, I didn't know how that was going to work. But I came around because Trump delivered. And something the GOP establishment has never done. They have never delivered. Trump came through with the most conservative agenda of anybody since Reagan. Maybe more conservative than even St. Ronnie. And I'm won over, and he won the base over, and they love him. They love him because he fights and he wins in the establishment. They never do. So we're now 2 years into what we hope will be 8 years of awesomeness, and the GDP is exploding. We're rebuilding our military, yet avoiding more idiotic war that the geniuses in D.C. thought was a great idea for us and our kids to get killed fighting with our hands tied behind our backs. We have scores of new judges and have rolled back bushels of regulations. Unemployment for every kind of American is setting record lows, not since Pantsuit was trying to rock a miniskirt. And the constitutional scandal, or excuse me, abomination that was a soft coup disguised as a scandal, was finally blown out of the water by a gravely disappointed Robert Mueller. So it appears the situation might be resolved, but it should never have arisen. With the party unified and rising in the polls and the fake Russia scandal finally behind us so that we can move forward with the conservative agenda we were promised, what do the Frito-Con jerks of the GOP establishment do? Well, they do what they always do. They screw everything up. You probably don't know Senator Richard Burr, Republican, Chamber of Commerce, because he's utterly undistinguished in everything except his total commitment to doing the bidding of his corporate donor masters in service of reinforcing the establishment's grip on power. He allegedly represents North Carolina, but he's actually the distinguished gentleman from Open Borders. And he's a sap. He's the chairman of the, this is sad, he's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. You can go ahead and insert your own oxymoron joke there if you like. And it was with him that Donald Trump Jr. agreed to give 20-plus hours of testimony about the whole bogus Russia treason emoluments traitor collusion lie on the condition that his testimony was once and done. In the end, Mueller, who would have gleefully charged Don Jr. with anything he could have found or invented charging Don Jr., charged him with nada. And so after he reluctantly put a stake in the heart of the garbage scandal, because, you know, Mueller and his pack of Democrats were slobbering at the thought of any of the Trump scalps. What did Burr decide to do? Well, he decided to celebrate the total exoneration of the president of the false charges made against him by the Democrats and their lying mainstream media transcriptionist, or he decided to play along with the Democrats' craven and malicious effort to keep the lie alive by sending a subpoena to Don Jr. to testify again about claims made by federal convict number 86626, a.k.a. Michael Cohen, currently a resident of the Old Stony Lonesome, for lying to Congress as part of an attempt to frame the president's son for perjury. Now, you might be thinking that only a Democrat collaborating hack or slack-jawed idiot or both would choose option two. But you got to remember, you're talking about an establishment bot like Richard Burr. So the usual cruise ship conservative crew members gathering on the Lido deck to opine that this is all perfectly legit and just fine, and gee, how could anyone imagine that what is manifestly a perjury trap designed to revitalize a failed bogus narrative could be a perjury trap designed to revitalize a failed bogus narrative? Why we should defer to our wonderful institutions, because the people who run our institutions only want the best for us. Except our institutions are garbage too. And that's our lesson from the last 2 years. The ruling class that runs them ran the institutions not for our benefit, but for their own, to preserve its own power and position. The institutions and those running them are entirely responsible for our legitimate contempt. They deserve no respect, no deference, and no obedience. And that's the feeling of the GOP base. Tell that to the D.C. insiders. You might consider interacting with some D.C. outsiders sometime, because you don't seem to get it. The base is furious, and now this North Carolina nitwit decides to side with the Democrats against the base just as we were all finally coming together. Do you think the base is just going to shrug that off? This is the kind of nonsense that's just part and parcel of what Never Trump is, because though Burr is apparently not running again in 4 years, he's laboring under the delusion that by then America will come to their senses and welcome him and his gooey ilk back into unchallenged power. He's looking for some establishment payback down the road. A nice job on K Street and a token appointment as a GOP Secretary of Mediocrity for President Creepy Joe, or maybe some CNN hits along with Anna Navarro. He's burnishing his credentials as one of the Republicans the ruling class can always count on to submit and obey. He's Mitt Romney without the dog tormenting. We're woke, establishment. We see you for what you are. You probably are going to be unemployed first chance we get. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecision.com. On 7 May 2019, two active murderers entered a charter school in a Denver suburb and started shooting with pistols stolen from the parents of one of them. One dead, eight wounded. Both suspects were taken into custody, apparently uninjured. When reporting the incident, the CNN reporters piously wrung their hands over the fact that a 12-year-old student, Nate Holly, with the two active murderers standing outside a closet door behind which he was hiding, had grabbed a baseball bat and vowed to go down fighting, if necessary. Now, CNN does not admire and celebrate the fierce courage and resolve displayed by this young man. They do not put young Holly on a pedestal as a young American lion, nor do they congratulate his steely resolve and amazing strength. Not a chance. Instead, they cynically bemoan his brave decision to arm himself in order to righteously fight for his own life. They denigrate and mock his audacious determination to be something more than a good little victim. To progressives at CNN, personal courage is a sickness. They insist that when confronting evil, resistance is futile. Sounds like the Borg, doesn't it? And we should thus all aspire to the status of helpless victim and never want to be anything more. Nate Holly and all others thoroughly infused with the dauntless American spirit epitomize this progressive leftist worst nightmare. Erwin Shaw once said, "Are these the people created in greatness by the work of Jefferson and Franklin? Are these the bitter farmers, hunters, and craftsmen who came out of the wilderness furious for liberty and justice? Is this the new world of giants?" Contrast that with this. Nowhere in the leftist self-absorption and cluelessness more apparent than in the matters of sex. Two recent examples prove this point. First, there's Alyssa Milano of hashtag MeToo 15 Minutes of Fame, who is so incensed by Georgia's Child Protecting Heartbeat bill that she has called for the Lysistrata-style sex strike. Women, she argued, should forswear coitus until the state government permits them to have sucked out and ripped apart any children they might conceive. Now, I wonder if she thinks that we are recoiling in horror at her call for women to exercise sexual responsibility. Are you trying to tell me that women who are not ready to have children, who are seriously considering killing any children they might accidentally conceive, should refuse to have sex? What can any reasonable, mature, grown-up American who understands how birds and bees work say but sounds good? Then we have Nevada State Senator Ivana Kinsella, who introduced a free-for-all abortion bill in her state this week. And during debate on that bill, a Republican legislator suggested that when a mother opts to kill her baby in utero, the doctor preparing to carry out the act might consider informing the woman's husband of the imminent death of his child. Kinsella objected. She said, "It's not the doctor's duty to inform a partner of a woman's decision. The same kind of requirement is not put into any other procedure. A man is not asked his marital status before he gets a vasectomy." So even if you ignore the child, as the abortion supporters like to do, and focus only on the baby's parents, this is a good argument against Kinsella's position. Individuals have reproductive organs, but there's no reproductive system without husband and wife, or less stable and more socially dangerous imitations. If you assume that marriage means the joining of men and woman into one flesh, as the institution's been understood to be about for so many hundreds of years, a husband's intention to shut down the fertility of the system is an act of violence against that jointly held system. Then there's the Catholic Church, that terrible cabal of sex-hating prudes. They say sex is the one thing husbands and wives mutually and equally have a right to from each other. That to selfishly withhold sex from your spouse is sinful. Now, since the purpose of sex, whatever, you know, fringe benefits it might confer, is procreation, it stands to reason that sneaking off to get a vasectomy would constitute a grave injustice against the marriage and the wife. So, yes, if a husband is going to defraud his bride, he probably should at least warn her about it. Milano and Kinsella are poster children for the leftist moral obtuseness and their relentless navel-gazing. They make reducto ad absurdum arguments intended as a gotcha against conservatives. They might work, you know, that only works when one accepts the leftist premise. But the problem is that conservatives reject leftist premises, resulting in these arguments comically boomeranging, and the absurdum turns out not to be all that absurd after all, and the same leftists who want unrestricted sex and cheap marriage end up defending chastity and marriage's comprehensive sacredness. These guys go round and round so much, I don't know how they keep up with it. It confuses me to no end. If it's almost, makes my head hurt. There's not even any consistency in their elitism. And that's a problem. But, you know, that's a leftist problem. That's the fun. That's the fun part of it. But, I look at some of these positions that the politicians and the elitist actresses and actors come out with, and I sit there and I'm just like, have you ever spoken to just a normal person before? You should think about it. You'd seem less idiotic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday, President Trump unveiled his immigration policy. The president says new technology will help border agents screen everything that comes through the border.
Investment in technology will ensure we scan 100% of everything coming through, curbing the flow of drugs, and contraband while speeding up legal trade and commerce. It's the most heavily traded monetarily border anywhere in the world, and it's not even close.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
Says the president is above the law, and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I talked a little bit about the coup that the tech giants, the masters of the universe, are looking to bring to us. It's not just them. It's not just Facebook or Twitter and Google who are censoring online content that is offending political correctness. WordPress.com. I have two WordPress websites, a blog hosting site that offers anyone the opportunity to create and publish a blog at no cost, has decided to deplatform, which is a techie way of saying killing, a blog that has been operating for 15 years called Creeping Sharia. As Pamela Geller points out, this move by WordPress.com is itself an example of the blog's focus of Creeping Sharia happening in real time. Shutting down a critic of Creeping Sharia is an example of Creeping Sharia. She put on Twitter, Wait, what? Creeping Sharia has been doing a news site as long as I have, almost 15 years. This is obscene. Looks like it's not creeping anymore. It's important to note that WordPress.com and WordPress.org are separate entities, and the differences are explained in detail. Basically, WordPress.com is owned by a privately held company called Automattic with two T's. You have to understand a little bit of history of the open source WordPress project to understand Automattic's contributions and the reasons why they get favorable treatment, such as the ability to use the WordPress trademark and the coveted WordPress.com domain as part of their paid product. They were started by the co-founding developer of the open source WordPress software, Matt Mullenweg. He created Automattic in 2005, almost 2 years after WordPress, with the primary purpose to make WordPress hosting easier and allow people with little technical knowledge to start a blog with WordPress. Since WordPress.com platform was powered by the open source WordPress software, Automattic had a vested interest in the further development of the free WordPress software. Several of the early Automattic employees were contributing developers of the WordPress prior to the company. So it should go without saying that financial interest wasn't the only reason why Automattic invested in WordPress. In the beginning, this project didn't really make any money. So Matt first registered the WordPress trademark through Automattic. As WordPress grew in popularity, Automattic donated the WordPress trademark to the WordPress Foundation in 2010 to ensure long-term sustainability of the nonprofit project. It is important to note that Matt Mullenweg is the CEO of Automattic and also serves on the board of the WordPress Foundation. I guess it's important to note. In other news, in the STEM school shooting, we had this. The two teens involved in this attempted murder and murder were charged formally on Wednesday, on yesterday, but Douglas County District Judge Teresa Slade has sealed the charges and entire case file, banning the public from viewing it. So here's what we know. This is what we know about the players involved in this heinous attempted crime and murder that it turned out. Well, it was an attempted. It was a success. They just didn't murder as many people as they wanted to. One of the teens accused of shooting up the science, technology, engineering, and math charter school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, is transgender. Alex Kenneth McKinney, 16, who identifies as a male but is listed as Maya Elizabeth McKinney on the court docket. The other, Devin Erickson, 18, expressed hatred for Christians on social media and appears to be pro-Satan. On Twitter, they have a picture of a car being towed from a suspect's home. Apparently has blank society spray painted on the side. Also 666 and what looks like a pentagram sprayed on the hood. McKinney's father, Avis Quintana, is reportedly a criminal illegal alien who was deported as recently as 2017. So we get this. Douglas County Sheriff's Department also arrested Quintana in 2008 for kidnapping, menacing with a weapon, evading police in a car, and driving without a valid license. This is coming from the Daily Mail. He is released on bail. His criminal offense history includes a domestic violence offense against hairstylist Morgan Lynn McKinney and menacing with a weapon in 2009, according to the Daily Mail. He was sentenced to 15 months of prison when all the charges, besides the charge against Morgan McKinney, were dropped. According to reports, the motive was more than bullying, involving revenge and anger towards the other at the school. At least one of these suspects has been in therapy and had a history of legal and illegal drug use. The school was asked 5 months ago by a school district official to investigate allegations of student bullying and violence by a parent who believed it could be the next Columbine. The school reportedly took the allegations seriously but found no evidence to support the claims. I honestly I don't know what to think at this point. All of these continued school rampage killings, the attempted killings, the killings that actually occur, the shootings, all the, you know, the maiming, all of that stuff that continues to go on. Now everybody's, all the anti-gunners are going, well, you know, enough's enough. Well, yeah, it is enough. Why aren't we arming teachers? Signs don't work. You're not putting anything in place, and you're sitting back, and you know, it's very evident, because every time you show up, like with this particular incident, for example, because this is involves a transgender and a you know, the offspring of a illegal alien, and the other is a anti-Christian, Satan-loving, hate Trump-hating kind of kid. None of that convenient. I've talked about that. None of that convenient for the narrative. You have just walked away. You've walked away from it. And, you know, we see that. We see that. And in the meantime, we're still angry that a child died. And we're still angry that eight of them got shot. And we're still angry that that's pure dumb luck. That is pure dumb luck. Nothing more than that. And it doesn't matter what kind of guns they used. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of things that don't matter about this. But the main thing that doesn't matter about this is that you continue to deny that there's something that can be done that would be proactive. But it involves a bit of freedom. All of these anti-gun leftists, your children are, if your children die, so that they can get some gun control, they're perfectly okay with that, people. Perfectly okay with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I talked about this the other day, and this realization that this guy was a Supreme Court justice, this should be very alarming for all of us. See, the Supreme Court exists. Based upon this idea that, you know, we'll present a case to you and then we're going to take a vote and, you know, one side's going to win and one side's going to lose. And that's why we have 9 justices, so one side can win and it will actually move, which is why maybe that's why they take so few cases. I don't know, because there's always going to be a winner or a loser when it comes if the Supreme Court takes up a case. So if a Supreme Court justice gets out there and is lamenting the system, my first question is, what are you doing in it in the first place? He thinks the worst decision during his tenure was Heller. He says it is unquestionably the most clearly incorrect decision that the Supreme Court announced during my tenure on the bench. However, 5 of his colleagues disagreed with him. And he was in the minority in that decision. This was a reconfirmation of the Second Amendment being an individual right. And you didn't have to be connected to the military service or the militia. And it was okay to have them to defend yourself. And then that set the landscape for the McDonald decision, which upheld a person's right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. It prohibited states from denying life, liberty, or property without due process of law. His problem is that he essentially argues that the Heller decision made it impossible for gun control advocates to place limitations on a person's Second Amendment rights. Here's an excerpt from his memoir. He writes, until Heller, the invalidity of Second Amendment-based objections to firearms regulations had been uncontroversial. The first two federal laws directly restricting the civilian use and possession of firearms, the 1927 Act prohibiting mail delivery of handguns, and the 1934 Act prohibiting the possession of sawed-off shotguns and machine guns, were enacted over minor Second Amendment objections that were dismissed by the vast majority of legislators participating in the debates. After reviewing many of the same sources that are discussed at greater length by Scalia in his majority opinion in Heller, the Miller Court unanimously concluded that the Second Amendment did not apply to the possession of a firearm that did not have some relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. And in 1980, in a footnote to an opinion upholding a conviction for receipt of a firearm, the court effectively affirmed Miller, writing the Second Amendment guarantees no right to keep and bear a firearm that does not have some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. So well settled was the issue that speaking on the PBS NewsHour in 1991, the retired Chief Justice Warren Burger described the National Rifle Association's lobbying in support of an expansive interpretation of the Second Amendment in these terms. One of the greatest pieces of fraud, I repeat the word fraud, on the American public by special interest groups that I've ever seen in my lifetime. Even if the lobbyists who oppose gun control regulation actually do endure the dubious proposition that the Second Amendment was intended to limit the federal power to regulate the civilian use of handguns, that Berger incorrectly accused them of fraud, I find it incredible that policymakers in a democratic society have failed to impose more effective regulations on the ownership and use of firearms than they have. And even if there were some merit to the legal arguments advanced in the Heller case, all could foresee the negative consequences of the decision, which should have provided my colleagues with the justification needed to apply stare decisis to Miller. At a minimum, it should have given them greater pause before announcing such a radical change in the law that would greatly tie the hands of state and national lawmakers endeavoring to find solutions to the gun problem in America. Their twin failure, first the misreading of the intended meaning of the Second Amendment, and second the failure to respect settled precedent. That's the key. Represents the worst self-inflicted wound in the court's history. It also represents my greatest disappointment as a member of the court. After the oral argument, and despite the narrow vote at our conference about the case, I continued to think it possible to persuade either Kennedy or Thomas to change his vote. During the drafting process, I had frequent conversations with Kennedy as well as occasional discussions with Thomas about historical issues because I thought each of them had an open mind about the case. In those discussions, particularly those with Kennedy, I now realize that I failed to emphasize sufficiently the human aspects of the issue as providing unanswerable support to the stare decisis argument of affirmance. After all, Kennedy had been one of the three decisive voters that had saved Roe versus Wade from being overruled in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. What he's admitting to doing is when he wrote the dissenting opinion on Heller, he shared that all around the court before Justice Scalia shared his majority opinion. And the reason he was lobbying the other justices on points that he thought they may not have considered. But one of the problems here was overturning precedent. He also believes a constitutional amendment should be added to overturn Heller in order to overturn tragedies like school shootings. Here's the problem with this, okay? First of all, if we didn't have to take a second look at precedent from time to time, then we wouldn't need them, would we? We wouldn't need them to make certain determinations. If they're going to abdicate their role in things and say, well, it's precedent. There's been precedent set by this court. We don't need to look at it. That's basically saying the total acquired knowledge of humanity It hasn't changed, and it isn't going to change. So what he's saying is what's really dangerous. He's advocating for an activist court. He's wanting to court to determine what's constitutional based on how they feel about a particular issue. That has nothing to do with what they're supposed to do. Their feelings are completely irrelevant. Justices have a duty to uphold the Constitution, even if they don't agree with the protections the Founding Fathers laid out for us. And if they want to have the power to decide what kind of legislation our country needs, then they should be members of Congress, not members of the highest court, disguised as impartial. While Stevens was in the court, we had a gun control advocate with complete disdain for one of the original 10 rights in the Bill of Rights. 2012, he told a Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence audience it was mind-boggling Congress hadn't taken steps to address what he called gun violence. He was conveniently ignoring the gun control pep rally crowd that was even during his tenure on the bench. Gun ownership had grown in popularity even as crime plummeted. He also conflated lawful gun ownership with criminal actions of criminals. He isn't calling for a ban on freedom of speech because of hateful rhetoric, or a ban of freedom of religion because of what we've witnessed on some of these acts committed in the name of religion. He's got no problem attempting to eradicate the right to keep and bear arms. If we're not going to look at precedent when it comes up, if it makes its way around, then we don't need a Supreme Court, do we? We could just disband these old men and women. Good and bad. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that. Now, if they want to actually get out there and decide things based upon constitutionality, okay, well, maybe we should keep them. But John Paul Stevens, who was picked by Nixon, well, not by Nixon, he was picked by Ford, that means he was sat by a president who, unfortunately, Gerald Ford was a guy who was never voted for vice president or president, and he put him in there. I used to like him, now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.